It's not clear why federal prosecutors have waited until this year to try to extradite him. They want McKinnon tried in a Virginia court. The charges could mean up to 70 years in prison. McKinnon's fighting extradition on the grounds that his intent was never malicious. But lawyers representing the United States argued in London today that McKinnon's actions were, quote, intentional and calculated to influence and affect the U.S. government by intimidation and coercion. The U.S. indictment alleges that at different times, McKinnon deleted files, computer logs, and user accounts. It also says McKinnon's hacking shut down the Army's computer network in Washington for 24 hours. The judge adjourned the case until October. In the meantime, Gary McKinnon is free on bail. But he has to report to the local police station twice a week, and he's not allowed to use a computer connected to the Internet.